So this this year is really Nishmas. Thanks for all the
Dave Bear.
Okay, so there's a famous tshuva from Milchas Shlomot in Chelek Aleph, where he discusses Mitzvah Novin Meshuchzar, concentrated grape concentrate. And can it be used for Kiddush, and what bracha is it? So I just printed out the last two paragraphs of the tshuva. It comes from Maskana, but in the beginning part he has all types of various tofulim, rayas, both this way, that way. He keeps good. So we can just pick up from the end though, where he says Hamura Mikol Hamur. He says what comes out here is near daf. If Ninkoi Chainless Chashiv and Zeshatam says Famayim Einim Ruim Liyos Mamish Kmo Yayin. Even if we discount the fact that this is not ready to become wine anymore, which is one of the concerns that he had, that the concentrate won't turn into wine. He was not concerned about that. The Gemara gives a tam shel mitzvah shoser shovel a mitzvah nov nagil. And here, if we assume that it tastes the same as regular grape juice, shapers lean the linian bracha basa chashiva shatam, and therefore we should go the gabi the bracha. We should follow the tam, which is going to be the tam here is grape juice. And even though the water is 80% of the juice. But me'adlam like kiblu shum tam mikofa novim, and even though they never, they don't really get any tam from the novim themselves. He says it's possible to. These are all issues that Rishlom Zalman had questioned earlier. Okay, but he says even if we were going to accept that this is considered a meziga, and he started before just now. Well, what? About how it's made? He doesn't really do so in the tshuva, but reconcentrating is removes the water from it, to heat it up, and they put it through special machines that circulate it around these columns, and it causes that there's a lot of steam that boils off, and they draw vacuums, and then you have lower and lower temperatures as it goes from one column into the next column, and they're able to, so it's done, starts off at very high temperature, and then the last column it might be only like 130 degrees, and they're still boiling the water in very, very strong vacuums, and you're able to remove, according to Shlomo Zalman describes over here, 80% of the water from it. Now, part of the process of doing this concentration, you also actually remove all the flavor from it as well. The flavor is all in the essence, which is the grape essence, which is an alcohol, which also is more volatile. So it'll boil off. In fact, it boils off right away. The grape essence from the grape concentrate. So if you remove all the grape essence, you're basically left with sugar water that has very little taste to it. So even though it's grape juice, it won't taste like very much. But then the companies do is they actually recapture all this grape essence. They have an essence column, and they're able to separate it back out, and then they re-put it. They put it back into the grape juice. You get to the tshuva for Rybelski, we'll see that he's going to deal more with that fact that it tastes just like grape juice, and therefore. We'll see. Maybe what Shlomo Zalman was discussing is something where the taste was greatly changed, because depending on the quality of the grape juice concentrate that you're talking about, you can have ones that taste like have no flavor; they taste like sugar water, and you can have all the way till it tastes like fresh grape juice that you can't tell the difference between the two. But at least in this point so far, Shlomo Zalman is saying.
Okay. Concentrators, the liquid concentrators, and korush.
It's very, very thick. It's very, very thick. I think you could, it's like a jam.
Because a lot of his truly deals with the taste, which is dealing with dam korish.
Yeah. So we would consider this to be korish. I mean, now it's interesting. The Gemara, which Rybelski is going to discuss, the Gemara in Shabbos, is talking about where you have yayin korish, which is a kezayis. And it could turn into a revius. If you were to add the water back in, it turns back into a revius. Now, if you make the cheshbon of a kezias to a revius, a kezias is a third of a revius. A revius is a beitza mechza. I'm assuming that a beitza is two kezaisim to a beitza, it's machalik, it's two or three. But assuming it's two, so that would mean that we're talking about that two-thirds of the water has been removed. So in truth, the grape juice concentrate has more water removed from it, the one we're talking about, than the grape juice, the yavish, that they were talking about in time of Chazal. But then again, Rebelski, though, doesn't seem to assume that way. He seems to assume that ours is more liquid and theirs is more yavish, because it refers to it as yayin yavish, it's dry. Ours is still semi-liquid, even with that 20% liquid. But I wonder if the wine that they had in the times of Chazal, because it was so much more flavorful, maybe it had so much more body to it. Maybe it was much more thicker, even to begin with. So that when you removed it from being two-thirds, you removed two-thirds of the water from it, itaka was more yavesh even than the grape juice that we have today, where we remove 80% of the water and it's still not as, it's still, I don't know if it's exactly pourable, but it's still like a very, very thick syrup type consistency. So it could be that, that the wines are not exactly the same, and therefore that lends itself to these differences. So Shlomo Zalman says he's willing to even accept that it could be it's a bari per gofen. He brings, because it doesn't change all that much the taste of it, and the ikker is definitely the wine, and he's going to go talk about tam ki ikker. But then he's still concerned. He's concerned about the fact that if it's mostly water, maybe the bracha achrayna should be bari nefashas. It shouldn't be considered like I'm drinking. Even if the wine component of it has a din like wine, but maybe I didn't drink a revius of wine. I drank a fifth of a revius of wine plus four fifths of a revisim of water. So that's the next issue that. Now the truth is, earlier on in the Tshuva, Rishon Zalman's Tshuva, he mentions this concern also, and he compares it to raisins, and he says, well, by raisins we find that if you cook the raisins with water, the whole thing becomes yayin. So why am I mesupik over here? So he says, well, here nobody cooks them together; they're just mixed together. Okay, my guess is that today, that's not the way it's done. I don't know. I doubt it was done that way in times of Shlomo Zalman either. I'm guessing that when they take the concentrate and they add the water to it, they're going to recook them up together as well. I can't imagine that it's done as a cold process. But Shlomo Zalman seems to have assumed that it's being done just at home, or done in some factory where they're mixing cold water into grape juice concentrate, and that's how they make back to the single strength, turn it back into grape juice. And he says, well, there's no bishul over here. He says, by the raisins, it's all mavushal, and that's why it gets it in the tam kik.
They don't pasteurize it?
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure they do. I can't imagine that they're not pasteurizing it. But Shlomo Zalman,
anything to the actual product, to the mixture.
No, but he makes this distinction. He says, by the raisins, it's cooked with the water. He says, that's why it has it in. He says, here it's done cold.
It's combined by cooking. But here,
by which case?
In the case of the raisins,
yeah,
you combine it with by cooking.
By the cooking,
right? But and here you can mix it easily with cold and hot.
Even you could, cold. You so could. But
same thing. So
you're right. I can show you. I didn't print out the whole tshuva from Shlomo Zalman, but that's not what he says. It. I understand you're trying to make a distinction that there you couldn't do it cold, and there you could do it. Here you could. But he writes, but here it's just mixed together. He says no heat. He seems to assume.
So that's what he means.
Maybe that's what he means. I don't know. You look at the Lashon. He could have said it that way. He seems to go out of his way to make the distinction between if it's
cold
versus hot. But maybe you're right. Maybe that's what he meant. Anyway, so but the Iker Nekuda, though, really, said all these issues until here you could easily argue with. He himself writes them as he's mesupik and he's not sure, and that's the whole derech of the way he writes this. But then I want to really the main focus is the last paragraph over here. So he says, but after any kiddush nira, kivach Rashi, Barash, v'chein Rambam, v'goyni Meirik, poislu megamrias and mevushal lekiddush. Okay, they all passel if you use cooked wine. Okay, we rack on the Nakhtina Karosh, which are placed in the Gosabash and Bushel, Possel Sachib, Gabriel, and Rack Nation Stana, Nibriyasai. We pass it like the Rosh and other Paiskim that that the reason why cooked wine is Possel Sachib is not because it's Mikareyet, but because it's a Shinoi. It's Nishtana Mibriyasai. Now, Shaykhim, Linian Bracha, the Kiddush, the Malyasahu, but when it comes to the Kiddush, since the wine, the cooked wine is a Milo, I raise a kosher, I feel the Kiddush. Therefore, we assume that cooked wine is kosher the Kiddush. Ula b'nididon, says Rishon Zalman, Hari lachash is bashal kol kach harbe, yashidish roi tamtsis shalechem mechamisha, ein roi klal l'shtia, at this point it's posel, no one can drink it, ube yishayta chushbari shu posel the Kiddush. It's therefore it became posel the Kiddush at that point. So who says you could have something which is posel the Kiddush that goes back to being kosher afterwards, ayidei osafes mayim? Who says you could just add water to it and now make it kosher the Kiddush again? Okay, maybe you'll say it's not such a griyasa because you could fix it up, you can add water and make it back again. But still, this cooking that's being done is not a mila in it. There's obviously the fresh grape juice is better than this product. And therefore, we all know that the grape juice concentrate doesn't taste as good. This is one of the points that we're also going to focus in on. We all know that the grape juice concentrate doesn't taste as good as the original, for the reasons that we explained, because it loses the flavor essence when they cook it up. Even though Lezer held that you could only use for Kiddush wine which is mazug, which is loses some of its flavor by doing that, which is therefore possible in the Sachim. Okay, or not, at least not the Chatzil of Nesachim. Shani Yasur Shkachi Yikra Asiyas Yai. Okay, that's the way you make the wine. That's the way wine is made. Mashayim Nidon, Minolin Shechayz Lachshira, Kibit Shetayim of Nifka, Ktsase, De Abishol, Kavachar Asaf as Mayim. But here, it got cooked, and it got ruined, and who says you could now, because of the cooking, which was Pagimit, who says it helps to add back water to it? Okay, so the main we'll turn to the next page, the other page, Rudowski's tshuva about the. He starts off by pointing out that nobody thought about these questions before, but he says hinei basher kvar hunug mizu api chachmei teresh nishanu aleinu kol bnei Yisrael. That this was already something that had been discussed with Teichem, Rashi Bahag, Marner, Moshe Feinstein, Zasal. He says that this was a shaila that had already been discussed with Moshe. That we levarach bari per gafen lekadosh al mitzvah dafen mishofuzar. That we make bari per gafen. Gabi that shaila, what bracha is it? And also Gabi Kiddush. So he attributes this. This psak to Ramosha. That
was Ramosha.
What was the story there with Ramosha?
I don't know. I mean, it could be ketamine, grape juice concentrates, and
This became an issue. There was an article about this in tradition. That's interesting. The Orthodox Rabbanim were all machmir not to make a bracha, and what was his name from the seminary?
Seminary wrote a whole lot.
Was it Ginsburg? He wrote a tshuva saying that it was okay, but it was basically, what we do actually, like Ramosha. But it was an issue. The issue came up because during prohibition, there was a special exemption in the amendment that you could use it for sacramental purposes. But there was a lot of, as you can imagine, a lot of corruption, and so Bonham would talk, to avoid it. They said, "Why don't you make it
great
on grape juice?" I think this was Louis Ginsburg. Well,
okay, so. Then he refers, of course, to this.
I think the Rav, I wrote in one of the things. The Rav used to, at the Seder night, he used to use grape juice in later years because he couldn't drink wine. But the Seder night, he was makbid for the Kiddush cup of the Dalakaisis to use wine. because the grape juice is mevushel. The mechoshev the shita sevam the yain mevushel is not good. And so, and he thought that there was only for kiddush, which answered the vayvid, because the vayvid asks, "I, how can you say the mevushel is not good?" This Moshe says, and that if you put in dvash, it's no good. He says, "Yain kantitun is good." So that's for the other cases, but not for kiddush.
So the Rashi points out the Gemara in Shabbos, Dafayin Zayin, second paragraph. Gemara asks, from Rabbi Hutzah on Shabbos, what's the shear?
I just want to mention one other thing. I'm interrupting because I only have all these Tamei Chacham around. I'd like to put out a special Besorah magazine, L'sichlo of Rabbi Belsky, and you know we'll have the RCs or Lach Shtikach Torah. I'm not sure if I have to limit it necessarily to kashas. What do you people think? We'll think about it. But also, if you can collect, we'll collect all the tshuvas that we have from Ayabelsky and put it out, including that as a sefer. What do you think about that?
A lot of tshuvas.
Right, so we don't have to put all of them in.
Hundreds of tshuvas.
Well, so you'll... hundreds? No.
Depends what type of thing you want to put in.
Some things are just like...
Right. No, it would have to be.
This one that he wrote that I cited about... you know about what you sent me. No, no, about the min. You know,
min,
but the
Ishlakim.
Just beautifully written. The nusach is when he would write something.
Yeah, the fish, the sheitlach, the water.
Right, the sheitlach I mentioned, the chilpet of it. He would love that. I didn't want to say that to Levi because that, but he just there was no comparison between the two in terms of this true I'm talking about. By Belsky was 100% right. Alright. Okay. Come back to this.
Yeah. So, okay, so the Gemara over there is discussing the Gabi Hoitzah on Shabbos. What's the shear of Hoitzah? Mishnah says if you take out Yayin, you need Kedei Mezika. Kedei Mezika is Kos Yafa. So it's Gemara discusses it. So Rava holds your Mezika Kos, you add three parts water to one part wine. So basically a quarter of a revius of Yayin, if you carry it out on Shabbos, that's the shear for Hoitzah of Yayin. And the Gemara says, that brings a price, so what's the shear for, if it's Yavish? If it's Yavish, the shear is Bekezayis. Shabbos Zayin says, Tano, Yavish Bekezayis, Divir Ibn Nosson. Okay. So the shear is, because that's the shear. You start off with the revius of wine and you let it dry up, it becomes it turns into a gezayis. You could re-add the water back in and it turns back into revius. And you could reuse it for a kosher bracha. Now, not only in theory can you, in other words, but l'maisi you can. That's what he's going to show from Taisus. Not for the fact that you could use it for a shear of a kosher bracha, then you would need a larger amount. Can't be a ruba Taisus. Okay, the Ramaskel va'oyed. And they quote the Taisus there. Rabba kosher l'ri. If the kezayis of Yavish, you couldn't be moizig it and bring it back, the lama chashev, why should it be chashev? Mitam shahaya by revius mitchila. Just the fact that it once originally represented a revius of yayin. If lamaisa, I can't use it, so what's the chashivus of it? Okay, v'harichu shamamasik, the mifsul mikosho bracha, ein chayim baitza. So the wine that I have to be able to use has to be wine that poil I could use for a kosho bracha. He talks about, the Taisus talks about, let's say, it became... Say the ayin was pogum, or the ayin was nachri tashlik kibstam yenam. Then you can't use it for a kosher bracha anymore. So then such wine would not be chayiv if you carried that yayin the different shear that we mentioned shear of a kezayis of yavish, because that wine is stam yenam. It's not, I can't use it, or it's a pogum, or it's, you know, whatever the psul is. You can't use it for kosher bracha. So then you would not be chayiv. So you see from Taisus that this kezayis itself, you can re-add to it the water and make it back into being a kosher bracha. He writes a rela Taisus, roila kaddish alav af achashin it yavish legamri. Again, as I mentioned, Akdama, Taisis refers over here to the fact that this is Nisyavish Legamre. So he says, Koshke binyanenu shaloi Nisyavish. So even though this Kazayas to Revi is perhaps less water taken out than what they do with the reconstituting of with the grape juice concentrate, where they remove 80% of the water, and here the Kazayas, I think, is a third of a Revi. But again, it could be that their wine was much thicker, so it became much more yavish through this process. Okay, then he mentions here Shitas Rashi. He says, after Rashi, Shekasa Shachash and Isyavish, Lab Bar Meziga, Ayin Sham. Rashi, though, says here, Rashi says, Yavish Yayin Karish, Bekazayas. Edemikara Havabe Revius. Because originally, right in this Kazayas, it held Revius. Ube Karish, Revius Shlema Beinon. And by Karish, we need it to be a Revius Shlema, the Lav Bar Meziga, because it's no longer a Bar Meziga. So Rashi discussed what does Rashi mean over here? It's not a bar mezika. And Taisus says clearly it has to be able to reconstitute it back to adding the water back in. So he explains that Rashi just means, see the end of the paragraph, that it means it's not the same as regular wine. Regular wine, I can be mezik it as well. Meaning I have a cup of wine, I can add to that two parts or three parts water on top of the wine that I already have, and I can get it. I can dilute the koyach of the wine. But Rashi says that when I have yain that's yavesh, I can, and Echanami, I could bring it back. He says Rashi, of course, also has to hold that you can make it back to be a kosher bracha. Otherwise, he says, he'll have taisis as kasher. What's the chashivas of dried up wine? Just because once upon a time it was kosher. Rashi just means it's not shayach to meziga in that I can't add the water to get it back to being a cup of wine and then add the water on top of that to do the meziga of the kais. You can only add the wine, the water, to make it back to being a kais. That's the only exemption that we give over here. As opposed to fluid wine, where we say that you can be moizig it. I don't know why Rashi knows that that's the fact, but that's what Rashi says. It's not a bar meziga. It's not something, you know, maybe it loses a lot of its taste or something, and therefore nobody would be moizig it. You would. All you would do with a dried up wine is you would bring it back to its original consistency, but it's not something. It sounds a little bit panaloshin. The lab bar meziga sounds like it's not something people would do. You wouldn't be moizig such a type of a wine. But again, when it comes to our concentrated wine, we're not being moizig it beyond what the. We're just restoring it back to its original
strength.
Original strength. So then that shouldn't be. Then that should be acceptable both according to Taisus and according to Rashi. Taisus holds it's even a bar meziga, and Rashi holds it's not a bar meziga, but it's you could still return it back to its original form. That's what if you go towards the ends over here, he's explaining the Shitas Rashi, the four lines in the bottom of that paragraph. He says the Rashi yesh l'chalik to be yavesh if it's right up in and revius shalom shaliyin atzmai. You can't add more water to it like you would have done by Yayin. Like we just said, like Yayin Shalayin Siyavish, you're allowed to add on to it even more water, and you're allowed to dilute it. The Ladas Rashi, the Kuliyama, Afla, by Yesh Lakadish, Al Revi Revias, Shemazgu, by Mayim, for Ahmad Al Revias. That everyone holds it. When it comes to wine, all you need is the Raiva Revius, and then you add the water onto that, and you turn it into a full Revius. Mamish. Here we need a Revius of full-strength wine, and again, probably because it's lost some of the taste, it's no longer a Bar Meziga. People don't do that anymore. Okay, Kenir Bar Lamayin. That's clearly, he says, the intent of Rashi and the intent of Taisus over here, but everybody agrees that this dried-up wine, this Yavesh, did not become Pusel Akiddush, and that's that's why it has this chashivas of Haitzah on Shabbos. Okay, then he goes in the next paragraph to explain Shitas Rashi. Okay, I'm going to skip it. It has to do with Tyrus. I wasn't really following the whole cheshbon over here. In the next paragraph, I didn't give it out over here, but he wants to say that even Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he says it's clear, it's mashma, even mitach svarai of the Micha Shlomo, that he was only concerned because the cooking of it made it lower quality wine. And that was that's always his concern over here. His concern is that the cooking, since that which we say, the Yayim Mevushel, is, right, according to Rashi, okay, it's possible. But like the Rosh and the other Paiskim, it's not, it's impossible. It's only a possible if it's Megareya the Yayim. He says, he's tasted it many times, the grapes juice concentrate. Ba'atzmi, Hishkadalti, Harbi, Pahom, Lahafkin, Malas, Habilti, Meshuchser, Veloy, Hitzlachti. So Rebelski says, I tried many times to see if I could detect, you know, a blind taste test, see which one is the grape juice concentrate and which one is the fresh grape juice. He says, I wasn't Matzliach, who built the Suffolk Shemashi of you, Lefnei Moran, what they brought to Rishlam Zalman, Hayim Ezen Min Garua. It was obviously some lower quality one that everybody, you know, says about it, this thing is awful. Well, not awful, but it's not, you know, it was evident. So on that, you could have a Shiloh that maybe the bishul of the wine was Megareyeh, and then you don't have the svar of saying that the bishul is Mashbiach, and then you could say that, you know, you could have a Makom L'Safek. But Rebelski writes that the wine that we talk about today, what we're certifying, because it's of the meaning what he's referring to as the Mitzvah Rogel, Pope America, he says it's poshut to him. He would have said alzel hiskavanti. There's always Zalman himself would have agreed that I wasn't. If I can't tell the difference, so how could you tie in on that? That it's Megareyeh.
You can tell the difference between the different qualities of grape juice. I'm saying.
Okay, but there are different qualities of grape juice, but that's not itself not a...
I understand.
Yeah, so you'd have to bring up the same grape juice, the same min, concentrated, reconstituted, and original, you know, original, and see if you could tell the difference between them. And he's saying, well, if anything, it could be that the one that was concentrated is even more tasty, you know, they put more flavor back into it, or they put, you know, they put in it, you know, more concentrate. I think with the Kedem grape juices, it's a single strength grape juice, and then they add concentrate on top of it to make it sweeter. You know, so you know, if anything, the concentrate is they're not diluting it more. It's not causing less taste. If anything, it improves the taste, which is the more standard way how it's done today. In fact, I spoke to Rabinowitz about this a while back. He told me that all the grape juices that the OU certifies today, that say on them Kasher LeKiddush, are all Roiv single strength grape juice. They have grape juice concentrated in them, but he said they're all Roiv, except I guess what you're doing in the prisons over there. And but he said the Kedem ones are all they're all made from original grape juice.
Right.
In other words, there was never as he said, the ones that we do, the Kedem makes or the Nature's Own or whatever the other. No, they're not made from complete grape juice concentrate. They're made from the ingredients. Even it says grape juice and grape juice concentrate as a later ingredient.
Well, they're mixing it up.
They're mixing it in, and they do it, I think, for color and for because the grape juice concentrate will give it then that dark purple that they like. It could be it's even a different min that they're using. Yeah, but he said it's always the roiv is always the single strength. Meaning the regular, the non-concentrated. So just in the mice of what it is, you know, people who are concerned about bracha, and, you know, or anything, you know, they say I want to be more, I want to be machmer, I don't want to use the OU. There's really no, you know, the mice is what the OU does is all, you know, even Rishon Zalman wouldn't have had an issue with it. And Kol Shekein, the way Rabelski's Masber, that really Rishon Zalman's issue was only with those that were of inferior quality. And then he also shows that you see that the fact that the wine became possible, you know, the Kiddush, it was a dried up piece of wine, it was Yavesh. Still, that itself is not absurd. You could reconstitute it back and make it back to wine. So you can't say that Nekuta. I mean, Rishon Zalman sort of combining the things and saying, well, but it's cooked. And it became, you know, all at once. Where do you see that? Okay, but each individual taina that Shlomo Zalman had, so Rebelski's pulling them apart and showing how each one itself is not a taina. If you want to make an argument that collectively somehow this now changes the halacha, so that, you know, that Okay, you know, that I guess one could argue, but that, you know, that sort of all of Lahaviraya, that some, why, because it was cooked and Megareya, and you know, when we see each one of these things independently, doesn't cause a problem. There's one more point on the next page over here. He's dealing with one of the proofs that that Shlomo Zalman had brought, Legabe Tesisa, that we find by raisins, that when you add the water to the raisins, it has to sit for 3 days, it has to be Tysis, and then it becomes, the water recombines with the grapes and becomes Yayin. But if it wasn't Tysis, then it didn't become wine at that point, it wasn't wine at that point. So Rosky points out that really the Iker issue of Tesisa that they're talking about there is Legabe Pesach, if you want to use it for matzah. So then I need the water to turn into yayin, because otherwise, if I, it'd be machas miyat. So if I have a kais of yayin, even if I'm oizik it with water, so even though I make a bracha on that, now I have a, but I can't use that yayin that has water mixed into it to make matzahs. Even though the whole thing becomes yayin, it's still no good for matzahs because it's got water in it. It has to be pure grape juice. But if I add water to raisins and it's toises together, the whole thing ferments together, then we say even the water changes from being water into being meperis, which is a higher level, which shows you don't need that higher level to become bari pri gofen or to become yayin lekiddush. It's a higher level that you only need for matzahs. The Mishnah Berurah brings this also. The Mishnah Berurah in Reish Beis says that when I make stone beer for yayin for pergoffin, it says that if you have water to the raisins, leave it 3 days, right? So then we know it becomes yayin. He's discussing the lashon over there of the Mechaber, because the Mechaber says that if it's that until you do the meshicha on it, it's bari pri eitz, and when you're meshicha, then it becomes bari pri gofen. And the problem, the kasha that the Magen Avraham and the many Achronim are discussing is that by raisins, we paskin that you don't need to do meshicha. Even without hamshacha, it becomes as soon as it's tesis, it becomes wine. Even, right, one of the chumras of raisin wine is it doesn't need you to do hamshacha. So the Magen Avraham answers that it has to do with your kavana. It doesn't mean whether you actually did hamshacha or not. It has to do with whether you intended to make juice, or you weren't intending to make juice. If you're intending to make juice, then even if you didn't do hamshacha, it's good. It just means the intent to do hamshacha. It didn't mean to actually do. Okay, but then the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Gibarim, which says that no, the chiluk is that when do you need it to be taisis to make a bari pri gofen? That's if you're going to wait the 3 days. But the Mechaber means if I do hamshacha right away, if I didn't wait the 3 days, it wasn't taisis, but I did hamshacha, that's when we say it becomes a bari pri gofen also. So there is a case where you need even by raisins, you need hamshacha to make it into bari pri gofen, and that is where it wasn't taisis. So he says, you see from the Magen Gibarim, okay, which Mishnah Berurah brings, that you love to have to eat toises to make it into bari pri gofen. I add water to raisins, and then I leave it there for, let's say, 1 day, and then I do hamshacha on it. That by doing hamshacha, I've turned it into wine, even though it wasn't toises. And then he brings another case over here in Simon Ayin Reish Beis in Hilchas Kiddush, which also says, where he says also that you see that you don't need it to be taisis to become kosher l'kiddush. There's this presumption that Shlomo Zalman has that where everything is totally in the taisis, that's what makes it into wine. He says you see from over here also that it's not so. Now the pashas, it sounds like you do need it to be, but here the Mishnah Berurah says, this will end, okay, wait already, okay, it'll be the last thing. But he says, okay, you take the tzimukim, v'koychim, resim leim, mayim, v'toises, oz nikri yayin, achar shenishtau gimu yamim. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah says, when it's toises, at that point it becomes yayin, and then it's kosher for kiddush. Okay, so the pashas reading of it sounds like you need it to be toises, but if you look in the Sharetzin over here, he says, taz yardeya kufkav gimu b'shem arobach, fine. And they says, "Ubetshuvas the Mishkanis Yaakov, hayichiach meharif, That's not enough just to do this, to leave it sitting there in the water 3 days. You also have to crush the grape, the you have to squeeze the raisins. Okay? And once you do that, you don't even need the tesisa anymore. So, ayin chum. So again, you see that, yes, it's true, you could make wine by adding water through tesisa, by letting it ferment together. That is one way of making wine. But again, you see, even the Gabi Kiddush, the Mishnah brings, that it's lav dafka, the only way. There's another way. If you leave it sitting in the water, the raisins, and then you squeeze them out, you press it, it gets the ikar tam into the water. That's also a method of forming wine that's kosher l'kiddush, even when it wasn't taisis. So based on all these proofs, he shows that the adding of the water to the grape juice gets back the din of yayin to it. The shem yayin is chal even on the water, and therefore the tainus that Rosh Hashanah had, that maybe I shouldn't have to, the bracha achrayna shouldn't be a bar al gefen, and it's only a small chelik of it is the yayin. You see from the kamarayas that the whole thing is considered to be yayin.